Coming up momentarily, we will play Hill Notes back. And then at 10, it is Jones and Keith. And Courtney is on her way to Ireland, last day here, before a lengthy vacation. You and Curtis, I'm telling you, it's at the end of this, it's going to be the two of you who are the leaders in the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And Curtis by far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shime, in Curtis's absence, can we open up the Window World of Boston, WEI weather window, please, and get a... What's it look like out there today?
Well, Greg, it's rain's just kind of wrapping up here in the city of Boston. Still got a little bit out there. It's going to last for another 20 minutes or so, and then should be just cloudy and overcast the rest of the day. Currently 68 degrees out the high today, only 76. But the weekend overall looks solid. A little cloudy into the 70s, but minimal rain, which is nice.
Okay, excellent. So maybe a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Again, we got one. We had one good weekend. And it was last weekend, and it looks like maybe we'll get another one. Well, Sunday was not that great, I guess, but at least we'll have a nice Saturday this weekend.
So. We'll get back into the 90s at like the end of September.
Are you ready for rain? It rains almost every day in Ireland.
Weather, knock on wood, right now looks 81 and sunny.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right,
excellent.
Oh, wow.
And Shime, before we get to Hill Notes, we got to get to dead weight.
That's correct, Greg. Dead weight brought to you by Awaken 180. We all know summer is the easiest season for weight loss. Our bodies are primed to succeed, and Awaken 180 has your game plan. Reach your goals this summer with Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. Greg, this week's dead weight, he has a lot of it, so it makes it very easy as Rafael Devers. Like, I think we can all agree at this point, super dinkish. Will Clark has even shown you he's super dinkish. He can say he understands why Rafael did it, but he still straight up ghosted him when it came to learning first base or even just talking about first base. So Rafael Devers, the dead weight of the week.
Curtis would not agree based on his social media. He believes there is a schmear campaign underway when it comes to Rafael Devers by the Red Sox.
What's your favorite
and the Giants.
And the Giants. Yes. What?
What's your favorite schmear? The one when someone leaves town or the one on a bagel?
Probably on the bagel, yeah. I would think.
My dead weight?
Yeah.
Head coaches in the WNBA, because Caitlin Clark just traded away her head coach as the team captain for the upcoming All-Star game.
Really?
Yeah. So she said, no thanks. She traded Cheryl Reeve. I mean, Cheryl Reeve, one of her players is on the other team, so it makes sense there if you want to talk logistics, but it does it seem like coaches doesn't really matter.
I see. Did Angel Reese suggest that it's not fair that she cannot do it?
Or no, but Caitlin Clark did not choose Angel Reese on her team.
All right. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah, dead weight. My dead weight is normally, I love the kid, but my dead weight is Shime on his moronic take that Sidney Crosby and Lawrence Taylor are just average players and should not have their numbers retired.
A little bit weird.
Yes. Please,
not a common opinion is that.
I think it's an opinion of one person.
That's fine. I'll stand alone. I don't care. Genius normally tends to stand alone.
My guy Matt Morrissey just shared that Sidney Crosby will be, end of next season, will be seventh all-time in scoring in the entire NHL.
Ooh, seventh. He's not even at the top three. Good for him.
You're insane.
He's not above one. Shime has, you have to be above one. Like, he would say that Jerry Rice was more dominant than Lawrence Taylor in his career.
Was.
Stop it.
On the Super
also had a much longer career.
Yeah, he did have a longer career because LT didn't want to play with nobody but Parcells.
On the Subaru of New England text line, a 508 text that says, I agree with Shime.
Yeah. Wow, there you
you're
go.
You're all acting like he's crazy.
Oh, that's nice of Lauren to text in this morning.
Yeah.
She's still sleeping.
Teams retire way too many numbers.
Well, yeah, we agree. I agree with Sean that they retire way too many numbers. And, you know, like the Celtics, we brought up KG. Is that a number that deserved to be retired for the Celtics? Like, we can make that argument. But Sean would say Larry Bird doesn't deserve to have his number retired. That's what Sean would say.
Yeah, he's on the borderline for me. I think Bill Russell deserves it the most because he was an 11-time champion and a 2-time champion as a coach for the same team.
Right.
So you're saying you can only retire one number?
No, you can't. You gotta
know that, but that's what Shime's basically saying. Like,
no, you gotta be special.
He's putting one up against another.
Larry Bird, along with Magic Johnson, saved basketball.
That don't count.
That doesn't count in his mind?
No. He's like, I'm sorry. Basketball was still in existence. It would have been fine without Bird and Magic.
This is Steve in the car. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Hillman. How you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Love your show. Haven't called in a while, but I was just thinking about LB, and one thing that really, I think, touched me, and I think a lot of people, was how he handled and took care of and watched out for Can Man. Wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
He was just a great guy, you know?
No, like, took him under his wing, and somebody talked about, shared with us, Mike the Can Man, who was singing the anthem at over 40 softball games in Framingham, and LB immediately, you're 100% right about that, took him under his wing and took care of him, and I'm so glad you called about that, Steve.
Hey, I love your show. You guys are great. I couldn't get through the week without you, so just wanted to call in, and LB is a big loss.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thank you.
I'll see you, buddy.
All right,
bye.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
I want to hear the Shime and Santo haggle live on air.
That would be fun.
So how does it work? You are evaluating all of the cards. These are cards that Santo collected as a young man.
Correct.
As a young Pokemon card aficionado.
Yep.
He's now offloading them to you if the price is right. So you will do a full evaluation on the cards using several apps.
That's correct.
And then you're going to go back to him with a price.
Yep. And we'll discuss.
Okay. Hmm. What are you leaning toward? Did he give you a price?
Nope. He did not. He doesn't even know from what I understand, doesn't know the full valuation of all the cards at the current moment anyway. So
right.
You're going to go in through low?
Of course.
What's your negotiation strategy? Go in low, right?
Well, I'm going to price them all out and probably come in around 70% to start.
I'm saying so out of this, like you can't even believe, because I want nothing to do with it. Because
theoretically, if I'm gonna purchase the cards, eventually I'm going to have to sell them. And so, you know, you want to be able to make at least some kind of margin there. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, that's not Santo's problem.
No. That's why I will submit my offer. If he doesn't want to sell them to me, I am happy to just hand them right back.
Oh, okay. You don't have that much interest in them, is what you're saying.
No, Greg, no. I never said that.
If you're
willing to make a cash offer, you're interested. Yeah.
And we already know, based on what he told us, one of the cards is worth like $250. So that means if it's two boxes and I was negotiating the deal, I would say, all right, here's what I'll do. The two boxes, give me $1,200 for both of them.
You would not be able to make your money back at $1,200.
You just said one was...
Yeah, it's the best card.
Right,
and
but
it's
have you
much.
Been through all the cards yet?
In my quick look through them, yes. I've looked through all of them. I haven't graded all of them, or like gone through and looked up all of them.
You said they're in good shape.
Well, yeah, they're submitted through PSA, so they're within slabs. So PSA graded them, so you already know the grade, and so therefore you know nearly an exact value.
See what Simon's doing here? He's like, well, 12 bucks, too much. So now the number that he's...
way too much.
Now he's probably going to give... Santo probably about $350.
You're gonna give him the old take it or leave it at some point.
No, I will. Eventually, I'll draw my line in the sand, being like, I'm comfortable paying this, and we'll get to that point.
A sure way to not get on Hill Notes is to text in, call in, or get in the Twitch chat and complain why you're not on Hill Notes.
Angry Principal Dave early this morning, very upset, alleging that his negative Hill Notes about Curtis in his absence have been deleted by Shime so as to stand up for his pal Curtis.
Is Jackson putting them through? Or
it's a two-wave system. Jackson throws them in, and then I play what's on the track. And if it's really good, if I can get to it ahead of time during the commercial break, I toss it up towards the front. But otherwise, I just kind of play them in the order that they've come in.
There was some hate thrown in the direction of Angry Principal Dave by at least one caller and several on the text line earlier this morning.
Yeah.
In some circles, he is not popular. I don't know if that's because he goes after Curtis or his general makeup. I have no idea.
I miss that beautiful, bald, abrasive man, Curtis. And Lumberjackson, that makes you the gatekeeper. And Shiny, you're the key master.
He'll be back in just another week and a half. Curtis from Hawaii.
Morning, Hillman Morning Show. DJ Sizzle here. I got to say, right now, just based on this morning, I missed Chris Curtis very, very much. especially with this crazy talk over the last 2 days, people talking about trading Jaren Duran. I'm borderline flabbergasted at the nonsensical topic. Anyway, right now I think Curtis would definitely make a little more sense of that, but I hope that he's enjoying his well-deserved time in tropical paradise with his family, and I hope you guys continue to put out an A+ white glove program like you have been forever. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. So, question one, are they going to trade someone who is currently on this ball club, do you believe,
yes.
right now?
Yeah.
Okay. If not Jaren Duran, who, when it comes to getting value? Will you
roll this Chapman?
Okay, you want to part with a closer?
I didn't say I wanted to. You asked if they were going to.
Dead nuts. Will you Abreu, maybe? You're not going to get the same value.
No.
I mean.
Duran and Chapman give you the best value. Then the question becomes, which one is more valuable to us this season if we believe we can make a run?
I mean, Texter says trade Trevor Story because his value is never going to be higher. I don't want to trade him at this point. He's finally doing something. I
think I would trade Chapman.
You would?
You would trade
over Jaren Duran?
Yes.
So who's your closer?
Well, that's not my job.
By committee.
I know it's not your job.
Like, Aroldis Chapman's 37 years old.
Right.
I think.
On a one-year deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you trade him, you have no closer. If you trade Duran, you still have plenty of outfielders that can hit the baseball.
Well, they would just tell you they'd closer by committee with all the guys they have in the bullpen.
Yeah, that don't work.
I mean, you don't like it, but they may like it because this is, if you're going to, like, getting what you would get for Aroldis Chapman right now would be the most you could almost possibly get for Aroldis Chapman.
Right. I agree with you. But
So they want to maximize that
but
asset.
But if they believe, you trade Chapman if you don't believe that you can make some noise in the postseason.
So you think it's a better indication if they trade Chapman that they're not trying to make a run for it, but if they trade Jaren Duran, they're still trying to make a run for it?
No, no. If you trade Duran, you're still making a run for it because you still have multiple outfielders that are the same or better fielders and hit as well as him this year. If you trade Chapman, you're telling me that you don't believe you can go that far because you are now trading your best closer and you have nobody to replace him.
I mean, it seems simple. You have an abundance of guys who can play the outfield. Like,
that's my point. You don't have an abundance of closers.
No.
Jackson is the absolute best. And now that I've said that and all but ensured that this gets on the air, Coco, I just want to say have a great trip, and the show's not the same without you. We're going to miss you.
Thank you.
We are going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you guys.
A lot of fun in Ireland.
Yes.
What part of Ireland are you going to?
So we're flying into Shannon this evening.
Okay.
We are staying at Adair Manor. It's in County Limerick.
County Limerick. Okay.
Yes.
What is that near that I would know?
Adair Manor is like the main. That's where the Ryder Cup is going to be in 2027.
Yeah, but what is it like? What cities is it near?
It's near
Galway.
It's 30 minutes from Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is close to Galway.
Yes.
I believe. If I remember my Irish geography.
Yeah, so we're doing a bit of golf in the wedding at Adair. Then we're playing Waterville on Monday.
Excellent.
And then Tuesday we head to Dublin.
Oh, right, Dublin is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is I, bald white man of privilege, from Southie, with a huge ego, wishing our listeners a aloha from Hawaii, where I'm lounging with my tight pink chinos, rocking Ray-Bans and Hey Dudes, for I am a man of privilege. While my co-workers bask in the sun of Hampton Beach, I, being a man of privilege, am in Hawaii.
There he is.
Huh?
Man of privilege will be back in a week and a half, enjoying his vacation with his son.
Thanks to Grandpa.
But, I mean, you wouldn't say no.
Oh, hell no. I wish I had Grandpa like that.
Yeah, same.
I'd be the man of whatever privilege.
Yeah, my old man said, you're not going to graduate from high school. You can get out of my house now. Grab your things and go. Get lost. Yeah. Pay any of my bills. But whatever.
Poor Santo has to sell his Pokemon cards because they were banking on that $300, Wiggy. Wiggy, pay that girl her money.
Oh, I almost forgot about that. Yeah.
I'm still waiting on my $200. I'll pay her as soon as I get my $200.
That would literally make no sense. So
It makes sense to me.
Okay.
Now, is Santo in desperate straits when it comes to money for the trip? And maybe he would. Maybe this is a good time for Shyam to be negotiating.
Right.
That's a good point. We have put up a lot of money for this trip because it is a gift from my father.
Right. So you're probably going to want to go. You're going to go want to buy some Waterford crystal or something. He might take Shyam. You should send him an offer right at the end of the program today. Lowball.
Okay. Got it.
And see if he takes it. Panic acceptance of the deal.
You guys are taking a micro retirement with every commercial break. God, there's more commercials than airtime. Greg, I love you guys, but maybe if you could take a haircut on your $8 million salary, we wouldn't have to sell as many ads.
I'm not paid that much money, and I don't.
That is far too low.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can take a haircut.
No, commercials. Keep the lights on.
Support a lot of people.
You ain't lying.
Houses and things. The dog certainly. Yeah. I mean, every time you go to the vet, it's $1,500. I mean, I don't.
Damn, $1,500.
You gotta get the insurance so you hit that deductible.
Insurance, the pet insurance doesn't cover anything.
It does, unfortunately, when your dog dies, it covers a lot.
Well, yeah, I guess, but it doesn't cover anything else. It's the biggest scam going, pet insurance.
Don't hate, appreciate. I do this for fun and trying to bring some content to the show. I'm very happy and satisfied with my life. I go after Curtis, not because his content, it's usually pretty good. It's his delivery. He's obnoxious, he's arrogant, and he's condescending to the listeners and callers. And Shyam, get off your high horse there, buddy. I texted you 3 times, Wednesday, Thursday, and yesterday, asking why my Hill Note didn't get played, because you and Big Jack are pointing the finger at each other. He says, you control it, you say he controls it. And whoever called to rip me this morning, get a life, buddy. Are you the lonesome loser at 6:15 calling to rip me? Come on, guy, get a life. Numbnuts.
The irony of that Hill Note.
I mean, he is on summer break.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, he's...
He is.
Probably don't have to go in until late, if he does have to go in.
Ryan doesn't have to go in.
Yeah, that's true.
Whole summer off.
As the Sox finally start to take off, so does half the show. Enjoy your flexification.
I'm going to start abusing it, though.
How great will it be if Curtis gets back and they're not only a playoff team, but they're somehow in first place in the division? how great will that be?
He'll spin it, though.
He would spin it?
Yeah, he'd find a way.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!